We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Popcorn
rip. On three. One, two, three.
This is Wichita's Sports Daily with Bruce Hurdle and Shane Dennis on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM.
And good Tuesday morning to each and every one of you as we get rolling on this 11th day of August. Good to have you with us. 869-1240. You can join us more directly. Jad Chambers produces. There's Shane Dennis.
Yeah.
Ready to roll today. How's your Tuesday starting?
Well, I was just telling Jad that after the show, not directly after, but somewhat, got to go get my driver license renewed for the first time ever. You got to make an appointment. You know how that goes.
Yeah,
and
sure.
My birthday had come and gone. I think you're supposed to do it before your birthday, but with a pandemic, you have to make an appointment, and today is my day. So... Everybody out there, cross your fingers and say a little prayer for me that I'll get in and out of there. Well, I don't know.
Well, do you? Do you have to take a test? I mean,
well,
I
don't think so.
No.
I just have a little more anxiety than I think the normal person should, and I can't really figure out why. Like, I've already taken the test. I have a license. All I'm doing is getting it renewed. Why am I even remotely concerned? Is it for my safety? Am I worried about my safety, my health?
No, I don't think you're worried about your
safety. Is there something in the back of my mind that I don't
know? Are you worried about the possibility that maybe you do have to take a test and you haven't prepared for it?
No, no. That is not in my head. Not until now.
Okay. Well, I didn't mean to be the – sorry.
I'm the one that asked.
That would be my thought.
No, I'm the one that brought it up, so I don't – I'm not going to blame you.
Well, they'll check your eyes.
I know they'll check my eyes.
They
maybe
definitely
that's what
do
it
that,
is.
Yes.
Yeah.
They definitely do. When's the last time you had an eye appointment?
A long time.
Yeah.
And maybe that's what it is, Jed. And I'm hoping that with my mask on, the letters that I spew out will sound enough like the correct letters that I'm looking at that they'll just say, you passed, and off you go. Here.
I hope so.
Here's your piece of paper. What if I fail? What will they do? Go see your eye doctor and then get back to us?
Well, yeah. However you end up failing, I would imagine they'll give you.
And what is failure? Do I have missing
failure
all the letters?
Is not getting your license renewed.
Well, yeah, I know that.
That's failure.
I mean failure to pass an eye test. I'm tired of talking about it. I got 2 hours to get through a show, and my anxiety level is getting a little elevated here. It'll be fine. It'll be fine, you two. Thank you both.
Elevating Shane's stress level is kind of fun, isn't it?
Stop it. Do it at 10:55, not 9:05.
Well, I can trump you on that. I can trump you on the whole way over. Notice that I had misplaced my wallet.
You don't have
used
your wallet
it
on
last
you?
Night. No,
oh,
used it last night at the liquor store, of course.
Well, okay.
And have not been able to find it this morning.
That's anxiety level.
That is anxiety.
Beyond mine.
Yes.
Good one. That is a good one. And not not good. You know
well,
what I mean.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I appreciate that I've been able to raise my level of ineptitude to a I mean, my
you're
God.
You're beyond me. You're beyond me.
Yeah, I know.
So liquor so store and home, and that's it? And
you that was it. Yeah, I was walking the dog.
Uh-huh.
So the liquor store is in the neighborhood. So it's between – it's either at the liquor store, somewhere in my building, or along the way. If it's at the liquor store or at the building, I have confidence that I'll get it back.
Sure.
If it's somewhere along the way, I have no confidence that that'll
happen.
So you
think it's possible that you, like, dropped it?
Yeah, you know what I think? No, I don't think I dropped it. I think what I did was take – you know, I put my mask on, obviously – whenever I'm around anything, but the transit, I put my mask back in my pocket.
Uh-huh.
And my guess is that when I pulled my mask out, the wallet went with it. That's my guess. It's only a guess.
I sure think you'd have known if that would have happened. So
you know, you'd think.
I'm crossing
but
my
I'm
fingers
really
on
good
the
about,
liquor store option.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, but you know, but. I'm not the most organized person in the world, but the one thing that I do is put my wallet away in the same place all the time.
Of course.
And
yeah.
It was not there this morning.
Yeah,
so.
That's part of being a grown up.
Yeah.
Man, that sucks. All right. All right, let's get on with it, shall we? What's on tap, courtesy
shall
of
we?
Side Pockets out at Tyler Crossing. Today is Tuesday. Hey, it's Taco Tuesday out there. So we got that going for us. Can football coaches actually sway the opinions of presidents and ADs? Because there was a lot of lobbying yesterday by multiple different head football coaches that seemed to try to make everybody think, and this is their deal, and this is their opinion, and frankly, some of the reasoning behind it made sense to me. But Jim Harbaugh, Scott Frost, and James Franklin, all out of the Big Ten, really, it seemed like did their best, Bruce, to use their Zoom meeting or whatever to try to convince the powers that be, at least in the Big Ten anyway, to, at the very worst, let's kick this can down the road, and the very best, let's not postpone the season like the Mountain West and the MAC has. Those guys really sounded about as much like a minister or televangelist than anything else, and maybe that's what college football needs to exist, is for somebody to really stand up and say, we've got to have it. Scott Frost even threw out dollar figures. I mean, it was kind of refreshing, honestly, for him to talk about the financial windfall that college football is and isn't, depending on with or without football. I found it somewhat refreshing, but also I'm not sure exactly what else to call it. Nick Saban also kind of echoed the sentiment that they're safer here than they are at home, so let's at least not make any decisions. I think the Big Ten is going to be a meeting at like 9:30, like here in about 20 minutes or so.
Right.
And
Pac-12 as well.
Maybe in the Pac-12, did you say, or the Big 12?
Pac-12. Pac-12 CEOs are meeting today as well. So Big 10, Big 12.
I guess I have. Rather. I guess I have about three questions, and we can tackle them maybe one by one, all at once, or whatever. Number one, and I can't take credit for this, but this just really hit the nail on the head when it comes to ADs talking to us. Jay Billis tweeted, I don't even know when it was. Was it yesterday or today? Here it is. It was an hour ago. The tweet reads, quote, every commissioner, we rely on our medical advisory task force working group science committee for all decisions. And then Billis goes on to say, well, what specifically are they telling you? Why are you not sharing that information and sharing it with the public? So much for the educational mission. I think that is spot on, number one.
Right.
Like, okay, MAC and Mountain West, if all you guys have postponed this season because of something that you heard, tell us what you heard. Who are you listening to? And what did they say? What's so wrong about, is that sticking their necks out? I mean, are they, and I'm asking you the question now, and now I'm shifting the focus to our conversation. What What have they learned? Who have they learned it from? And why aren't they telling us anything? And that kind of goes hand in
question.
And that kind of goes hand in hand with all the anonymous AD quotes I've seen floating around out there the last week or so. That an anonymous Power Five athletic director tells me that I just don't see football happening this fall. Well, put your name on it. Who? I don't know. I'm
well.
Flustered.
We'll see. I mean, yeah, right. I don't know. Look. I want college football as much as anyone. Certainly, I think I want the normalcy that is reflected in having a college football season this fall. That would be nice. But you know, I mean, I was listening to Scott Frost yesterday.
I got some sound on him, by the way, too, so we can hear that in a second.
Okay. Well, I'll just say this, because you're right. He did talk about the money and what it means to Nebraska football, and we all get that. But I'll just ask you, wouldn't they stand to have a better financial model in the spring than in the fall? I mean, with the possibility of welcoming fans back,
right?
Is it such a big deal if you can't, there is no way to bring large crowds into this without flying in the face of the CDC. There has to be something out there that we're following. This is part of the problem. We've had virtually no national leadership or plan on this thing. And people generally go the direction they want to because it's convenient for them.
Well, governors aren't largely allowing the citizens of the state to go the direction that they want to go? It's not necessarily a national leadership problem, I don't think, but governors have their own, not jurisdiction, or maybe that's the right word, but, you know, the governors are the ones sending down the shelter in place, close the bars, groups in less than 10. That's up to the governors. And this question crossed my mind last night too. And maybe you're the last person I need to be talking to about this. All due respect.
Maybe.
But are Americans that much different than everybody else in the world?
Especially we are.
Well, I
yes.
mean, when it comes to beating this virus, and beating is a relative term, but compared to other countries who seemingly are on the other side of it, and we seemingly are not, and now we're talking about postponing football, canceling football, postponing all fall sports in certain conferences, I just can't wrap my mind around the fact that Americans are so much more selfish and set in their ways than anybody else in the world. I have a hard time believing that, but maybe we are. Maybe we are. And that was kind of a rhetorical question, but whatever. We're getting off track.
No, I think that there is a – yes. I think the very freedoms that we enjoy entitle us, or we think they do. I do think from that standpoint, there are – very few places in the world that have the freedom of thought, expression, and self-determination as the United States. So,
well, maybe, you know, maybe there's your answer. And then maybe we need to be reminded of that every once in a while. I mean, we have it better than everybody else, but because of that, we're holding ourselves back in some ways too, because we have those freedoms. But anyway, that's a topic for maybe another show. All right, here's Scott Frost. He took the stand, so to speak, yesterday, and he had plenty to say about plenty of different things. First of all, made it really clear that his players want to play. This is Scott Frost.
There's a lot of speculation, a lot of things swirling right now with what's going to happen. I wish I had all the answers. I don't. I have a group of players that I love, every single one of them. I ask them to fight for us all the time, to fight on the football field all the time. I think at sometimes the head coach head coach's responsibility is to fight for what they want too. Our football players want to play. The coaches want to coach. We want to play football this year at the University of Nebraska.
All right. He went on to say, let's see, he, as a head coach, his job and priority is to look out for his players.
If we cancel football tomorrow, we're throwing up a white flag and saying this can't be done. And if that's the decision that's made, we'll certainly abide by it. But let's think about our players and their health and well-being for a minute. Do we keep them here? Do we send them home? Where do they go? What do they do? What do I do with them?
I'll ask you, Bruce, in light of those comments, why do you think that the MAC and the Mountain West just yesterday didn't kick this can a little further down the road? And maybe it gets back to the question with the ADs. What did you hear that made you want to postpone it that the Big Ten and ACC and SEC hasn't heard yet?
Well, since we haven't heard it directly, I would imagine that there is some degree of medical data that is leading them. Having said that, I think expense is one thing.
Mm-hmm.
The expense of testing is a six-figure line item for most athletic for a football program. In a lot of departments where they just don't have that kind of money to just roll out and say, you know, this is how we're going to do it. So I think that there's a lot that falls into that category, which probably isn't there for the Power Five.
That's true. That's
Power
a good
Five
point.
Probably don't have that issue.
Yep.
But
right.
But Colorado, but like the Colorado States, Boise State, San Diego States in the Mountain West, or the Miami of Ohio's, mm-hmm. you know, Northern Illinois of the MAC. It's Buffalo. That's probably a very significant expense that is difficult to overcome and so it's easier to just push it back to the spring, and especially when their profit margins are not as significant as the Power Five. I mean, you think that the Power Five has, you know, they have reserves, they have backlogs, they have television money, they have they can weather, and I should be careful about speaking for them, but my guess is that they can generally weather the storm for a year or so. I mean, it's going to hurt.
Those teams that you mentioned are also the beneficiaries of checks going to these Power Five teams in non-conference games. Yeah, so that sucks.
So part of it sure does. I mean, it's all part of the way that the game has worked, and here we are now with the wrench being thrown into the works in the form of COVID-19. It affects a lot of people all the way down the line. So that would be my guess for some of these smaller conferences, that they really do feel compelled to do what they feel is, based on what information they have, best for their athletes. But I think that there's a real financial component that goes in it as well. No question.
Their bye games just went out the window.
Right.
If they have two of them, that's seven figures. And only one of them sometimes is seven figures if you're playing Alabama, that you get over $1 million just to go play Alabama in a non-conference game that has gone away. All right.
I've got something for you. I've got something for you here because it dovetails in before, and I apologize for the interruption, but
that's
you
right.
said something there that kind of struck me, and I remember reading something yesterday that kind of went to the core of Americans in particular, and the difficulty that we seem to have, as we talked about at the beginning of the show yesterday, the difficulty that we seem to have to, as a country that generally bands together to do the right things and have a history of doing it, but on this particular issue have had real problems getting on the same page. I go to Peter King, noted football commentarist. He does a lot of commentary and a lot of writing for the football, for the NFL. The truth is that we do not have the will as a country to make the relatively tiny sacrifices, masks, or huge gatherings that make this pandemic go away. This is why we've just passed 5 million cases. This is why we can't resume normal lives. Later, he goes on to make a comparison to, oh gosh, I got to find it here, seat belts. Mm-hmm. There's other things that we have that we gladly use that keep us safe, that try to keep all of us safe. And I can't find it right here. But that's, I think, I tend to agree with that. We do not have the desire to do this tiny things collectively to make this better, even when there is scientific proof. And again, people will stand and say, well, that's your scientific proof.
Right. Not everybody thinks my it's scientific proof.
My scientific proof says this.
Yeah,
okay.
Right.
So, I mean, if that's really where we are, then that is called an impasse. And that means that we are really going to have issues getting things done.
Yeah.
Because if it's just as easy as saying, I don't like your point of view, I'm going to find something that supports my point of view. And, you know, and then you find, you know, some Tom, Dick, or Harry or whatever that's spouting out some form of science or whatever. I mean, it's easy to fall in line with that because, my God, I've got the self-righteousness of this guy or this gal telling me that this is the way it is. Oh, and it just happens to fit my beliefs.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
Yeah. The battle rages on, and it's...
It sure does.
Sometimes seems like it's unwinnable. All right.
Let me ask you, and one more question.
Okay. And we can get back to this in the next hour if we need to.
Let's do that. Yeah, okay. But one more question. If I agree with Nick Saban, at the fundamental core and the baseline of this thing, it is safer to keep them at Alabama or Nebraska or wherever, fill mm-hmm. in the school. I agree with that because it creates a bubble. And the coaches have the power over the players to keep them under control and confined and restricted. But that's not what we're talking about. We're talking
right.
about playing football. We're not talking about holding them and sequestering them in one place. We're talking about them lining up on a football field, traveling to other stadiums. We're talking about them getting on planes, going to hotels, dealing with other people that run hotels and planes and this, that, and the other thing, that are driving the buses to get from one place to another to play a game with, and then to play a full contact game with another team. That's so we're not really just talking about staying in one place. They're all right about that.
Right, right.
Scott Frost is right. But that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about playing a football season.
Well,
that's a totally different thing. Anyway, I rest my case.
The Mac and the Mountain West agree with you. All right, we're late. We got to get out of here. Let's talk baseball. Matt Snyder from CBSSports.com has a very similar opinion of ours when it comes to dealing with teams that have an outbreak of COVID. He'll explain when we come back. We'll talk a little baseball, what Matt Snyder would do about the Cardinals at CBSSports.com when we return.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.